Okay, ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Let's Boogie 101 show right here on Fresh Nation Radio. We are back. We are back for another exciting show, and we are super, super excited once again to bring you some very, very, very strong information. The subject matter tonight is going to be very serious. We're going to have a little fun as well, but we're back. We had a great show last week. I have to say that we had a great show last week, and we were dealing and talking about dementia. Dementia. We were talking about dementia with Dr. Felipe. Dr. Philippe and Miss Quandra Francis, who has an MBA in technology. They've combined their talents together to give us one of the first online medical treatments for dementia. It was a fantastic show. The information was really, really helpful. And I'm encouraging each and every one of you in the sound of my voice to go to their website. It's CeraSync.com. That's S. That's C-E-R-E. -sync.com. Go there, take a look. Go take a look at what they're doing. It's innovative. It is really, really something to take a look at. You'll learn a whole lot, not only about what they're doing, but about yourself. I'm going to leave it at that. What's going on, team? How you doing, Daddy? What's happening with you? How you doing?
I'm good. I am good. I am great. I still off the sugar.
Yeah, okay.
Still doing that. Still off the sugar. But I'm doing well. School is kicking my butt. I'm feeling every inch of my age. And chatbot is a wonderful thing.
We talk about AI.
You know what? We got to do a show on AI because it has helped me immensely. It can take, you know, because, you know, in college, and most people can relate to that's gone on to college, they don't just give you chapter. They give you 4 or 5 chapters in several different books that you have to read in a week, and you have to do all of this writing and stuff like that. And so I have been fighting using it because I didn't want to stop my creative juices in my head writing these papers. But one day I opened up a PDF and my Adobe opened up, and I see on the side there AI assistant, and I'm like, let me see what this is about. Clicked it. And it says, what do you want to do? Do you want to find the 5 major key points? Do you want to summarize? I clicked summarize this chapter, and it gave me the cliff notes of everything. And I said, where have you been all my life? So, AI, I am for it. I am here for it.
So, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. Yeah. I've it's crazy because I was on chatbot, and I typed in R&B love song. You know, it wrote a whole song for me.
There you go.
It wrote a whole song. Now, of course, I'm going to take it and I'm going to edit it. I'm going to take some words out and make, you know, things make sense. Add the music to it. That's just example wise. I just want to see what it can do. But I was like, wow. Imagine getting a hit record and AI actually did the lyrics. That's crazy.
Well, I think people are doing that. I think they're doing it. Now, see, that's where I have my issue is that the creative juices. Now, I don't mind summarizing a chapter. And then I'm able to write my thoughts, get my citations and all like that, because you still have to do all of that work.
Right.
But you're just getting through the information quickly. And so what it did was cut down my writing time from 3 days to 1 day, because I can get all of them and I can open up all of them and go back and forth and, you know, say find the main themes and, you know, do that kind of thing. So in that way, it didn't stop my creativity, and it's worth it to get like the Cliff Note versions. And it also gives you the numbers of where they took the the summary from, so that you could click to it and you can look just in case you have more questions about what it was saying. So, you know, evolution is a great thing if you allow yourself to be open to it and not be crazy with it, you know.
Absolutely. It's amazing. Now, our brother's here, man. Our brother is here. You know what? I'm going to start calling him. He's not only the resident comedian, but he's our resident historian. This brother is full of knowledge about African-American history, amongst so many other things. Ladies and gentlemen, my brother, Tattletale. What's going on, man?
Oh, what an intro. You're so kind. I'm feeling good about myself. I got this. What they say, old folks, you say, oh, he got a crook in his neck. I got a stiff neck over here. So listen, don't think I'm having a stroke or something. I got the stiff neck over there. It hurt, too. I ain't going to lie to y'all. It hurt, too. I've been like trying to work it out and everything, you know. It looked like I'm popping and locking, but I'm trying to get this crook out my neck. Them things hurt, man.
Twisting your neck like this, slowly twisting your neck side to side.
Oh, that hurt. For real. For real. For real.
To give you a massage.
Yeah.
So
talk about massages, Sugar Mama. So check it out. You've been using AI to get all your work done. I know you've been on there looking for a man too. That's what you've been doing.
Nope.
You ain't fooling us. I know you're trying to find all the eligible bachelors. Where are you going? Just USA? You're looking all around the world now. And I know you're getting desperate.
You know my requirement pretty much cuts out the majority of bachelors. So I ain't looking for nothing.
Wow.
Although, for my birthday, I am going to Portugal.
Oh, that's May 18th, right?
I'll be in Portugal. I'm going from the 14th to the 19th with my brothers.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay.
My artists, because they're playing the Algarve Jazz Festival.
And Which artists?
Nathan Mitchell.
Oh, Nathan.
And Najee. Okay. So what we decided was my other brother, Fareed, we were going to celebrate my birthday in Portugal. So you never
know. You're going to Lisbon?
We're landing in Lisbon.
Uh-huh.
Algarve, I believe, is like an hour drive away from Lisbon. So we're here all week. So we're trying to figure out if we want to hop over to Spain, go to Barcelona, do our thing. So I'm excited.
That's nice.
If I don't come back,
we know what's going on. I don't know why you're trying to put it on your brothers. I know why you're going there. You're so slick, you know that?
My man.
Probably come back with some 25-year-old.
No, I'm not trying to be 25.
Don't do that. Hey, listen. Don't do that. Not 25. Don't do that.
You don't know it, Les.
Listen, it's okay, but I'm just trying from a big brother to a younger sister. Don't do that. You know, if you want a child, then just go adopt one.
I agree. Thank you very much. I already have a dog. 7 years
come
old.
On, you don't want that headache. Nope. These guys today are different. They're different.
I saw the Risa Tisa TikTok. Did you see the Risa Tisa stuff?
No.
60 episodes of Who the F Did I Get Married? This woman told Who the F Did I Marry? Whatever it is. So I before it even blew up, I saw it come across my scrolling. And I literally took 3 hours to listen to this. And you know, with TikTok, you only get like a minute to talk. And so she was doing these different times, different places. She was recording about when she met her husband. How they got married, when she got pregnant, when she lost the baby, what he was saying. I tell you, I was like, I am so glad that my one who the F did I get engaged to, and what I did to get him out of my house. So I dodged a bullet.
I'm going to take a look at that.
Risa Tisa.
I did hear something today that they said that there's more people now this year getting married than divorced. So it's changed.
Well, no, wow.
Statistics have changed a little bit.
Absolutely. I believe in marriage. I believe in love. I believe in marriage. And I believe that there are a whole lot of crazy people out there that are exploiting it. So you just
that's always been.
Exactly.
That's always been crazy out there.
Of doing background checks. Since this has happened to me, I am an advocate of doing background checks. I am an advocate of calling your mama, your daddy, your cousins. I am an advocate. If we're serious and I don't meet your parents within a month of saying, okay, we're gonna take this.
Something wrong with that.
Get his ID. Just because he calls himself scientific. Yo, everybody call me scientific. Say okay.
I'm doing that.
That's right.
You know, Tattletail. Listen, we know that you believe in marriage, brother. How many times you been married, man? Once.
Oh, 6 times. This is gonna be number 6. When this one.
Hold on. Are you serious?
3,000 times.
Oh yeah, man.
So you believe in
listen.
Natural.
Let me tell you something. If you don't get it right at first, you try and try again. I'm a work in progress with this marriage thing. But when it's all over, I want to be an expert. I'm telling y'all right now.
Yep.
That's crazy.
That's right.
Listen, real quick, I want to switch to before we bring our special guests on. Let's talk about this election, Mr. Donald Trump here, and some of the comments that he's made recently. He's made some infuriating comments recently, and I'm going to talk about that briefly. Tattletale, fill us in. I know you heard what he said.
Let me tell you something. The thing that's scary with this guy is that most people don't realize the same crap that South Carolina said before the Civil War. That's the same crap that Donald Trump is saying.
Yes.
About there will be bloodshed. All right, it's going to be a bloodbath. And when they said that, that's when they fired on Fort Sumter. All right? The same crap. They got all riled up. The same crap. And it just phantoms me, the people that follow this idiot. But the thing about it, number one, he's not a serious person. He's playing a game. He's having fun like a child. All right. He's having fun like a child because he's a big kid. All right. And these fools, they take him serious because there are a lot of white people out here because they didn't get the privilege that most white people get. All right. And they figure that I'm white. I'm supposed to have this. I'm supposed to have that. These immigrants are taking things away from us. I'm like, no, stop that nonsense. That's what he's got them doing. What he did, he picked on a certain group of people. Our Spanish speaking citizens, primarily the ones from Mexico. All right. Because for some reason, our white citizens in this country, for some reason, they hate Spanish speaking people. Why? Because they don't understand the language. And when you don't understand the language and nobody understand what you're going to do, you're going to start to hate them. And the thing that's funny, the people from Mexico, they're indigenous Americans, most of them. Mm-hmm. They're indigenous to this land.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the funny thing about it. In most of the states out west, once upon a time, they were part of Mexico.
Exactly.
Right. That's right.
Exactly. And these people, oh my goodness! And I'm gonna tell you something. And these history books don't tell you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
The War of 1812, they will tell you that it happened because the Royal Navy was commandeering American ships and taking American sailors, saying that he deserted from the Royal Navy. He's actually an Englishman. No, it didn't happen that way. These Trump supporters, I'm calling them Trump supporters, all right? Trump supporters were here way back then, but they didn't know what they were. But I'm calling them Trump supporters. Anyway, these Trump supporters back in 1813, 1811, anyway, they would go up to Canada and they would burn government buildings in Canada because at that time, Canada was still possession of Great Britain, and they would burn these buildings because in their belief, they believed that America was God's country and that they were God's children, and they had something called a manifest destiny, that America was supposed to rule the whole Western Hemisphere.
Absolutely.
And that's how the War of 1812 really started.
Thank you, my brother. We appreciate that, too. Now, listen, before, you know, we could go on and on. We'll come back to that, but I don't want to have our guests wait any longer. So, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for our special guest, Miss Eva Day Smith. We're going to bring her on. She's an entrepreneur. She's an author. And she has a whole lot to say. She'll pronounce her name a little better than I could. Did the best I could. Welcome to the show. How are you, Miss Smith?
Hi, Miss Eva Day Smith is doing very well. And thank you for that. Thank you.
Thank you all for what you do.
I actually watched the show on dementia. It was awesome and great.
So wait, you watched the show on dementia?
Yes, I did. And it was wonderful. Very informative. Things we take for granted.
Yes.
But we need to pay attention to. So I invite everyone to please go back in your archive, you know. Lay Boogie. I call it Lay Boogie, right? Let's go back and watch all of their shows. Thank you.
Hi. So listen, you have a company. The name of your company is called Networking for Success. Tell us about that. Tell us about how that started, all about it, please.
So networking for success is what I've been doing all my life. And when I had to come up with a business name, I reflected on what I've been doing all my life, which has been networking, connecting people to people, people to business, and business to business naturally. So it was just perfect. And I love network marketing, so it fell in that too. But yes, it was connecting, connecting the dots. And we, you know, we're all energy and electricity. So,
well, that's kind of how we met. I put up a post. I put up a post, and you came connecting the dots.
That is
how we met. I appreciate you.
I think people are terrified. Yeah, people are terrified of the term you have to network. And actually, we do it naturally. It's a naturally occurring
thing that
we do every single day. Mm-hmm. If you talk to somebody in the street, you have a conversation. That is networking. You know,
that is
it is as natural as that. Yes,
it is as natural as that. And it's about the branding, as you all were speaking about with the wonderful people from Mexico. It is how the agenda makers brand things to keep us from understanding and flourishing in the natural things we're supposed to be doing, saying, and appreciating.
Right.
Very good.
Absolutely.
Very good. You know, you have a special day today. I want to get to that right now. It's a special, special day for you today. Correct? Miss Smith? It's not a special day today for you?
A special month?
Today is my birthday.
Yes, that's what we're talking about. Wait a minute. I know what I'm talking about. Yeah. So I wanted to get right to that.
Hey, go ahead and sing it, Dahlia. Go ahead and sing it, Dahlia. Go ahead and sing it.
We're going to do that.
Happy birthday to you.
Hey.
Happy birthday to you.
Hey.
Happy birthday.
Yay.
All right, all right. I'm going to play this for your birthday, Ms. Smith, and then let me tell you something. It's a blessing. I know it's a blessing to you, and it's a blessing to have another birthday, another trip. We're going to play this for you in celebration of your birthday. Let's get this done now. This is for you.
Happy birthday
to you.
Happy birthday
to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Hey.
Happy birthday to you.
All right.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Oh, man. That's I didn't know you take me when I was singing that last week. Told you I could sing. You thought I was just about jokes.
Nah, you can sing, brother. You can sing.
Let's not lie.
Sugar mama.
Go and sing something for Tattletale. Go ahead, sing something.
Go ahead, Tattletale. Show them how you can sing. Go ahead.
I'm so shy. Y'all ain't even right.
Yeah, you're killing me. You're killing me, man.
Go ahead.
No, now you got the guests on this nonsense, too.
Crazy.
You supposed to connect the dots. You connect them the other way.
This guy is crazy, man. Yeah,
Cry, baby.
In another life, he was an opera singer. He didn't make it on
his life. Let's get back to our guest because she's got quite a few things going on. We might jump around a little bit, but you know, you're an author, and one of the interesting titles is "Suicide is a Serious Killer." Let's end it today. Let's start with that particular book. Tell us the motivation behind it. What's the purpose and what you're trying to accomplish with that, and the message that you're trying to get out.
So I had a friend named Robin Williams. And when they reported his death, Well, I'm sorry. Hi, my name is Evadne, and I have antennas. My antennas are so high up, they brush the clouds and the planes go around them. And so when we got the word that Robin Williams committed suicide, my antenna came in with a message that said, we need to do something about this thing. Because the one thing I knew for a fact watching him for the decades we did is that there's no movie he's ever played in that a child could not watch.
Right.
Okay. In his right mind, he would have never done that to his children. Not in his right mind. And at that time, I didn't get all the information, you know, from my co-author, which is the creator. But the one thing I knew was he would not have done that. So later from the documentary, we learned that he had a diagnosis, which was a misdiagnosis of a brain disorder. And the one thing we know about the industry is that when you have a diagnosis, they will give you prescriptions.
Right.
If it's a misdiagnosis, that means they gave you the wrong one. New diagnosis, they give you more. And so what people fail to realize is some of the obviouses can cause sadness, depression, and suicidal thoughts. We hear that as possible side effects of medication. I say it was a side effect of the medications that caused that act to happen. He would have never done that. There's nothing he could not have made funny. And if it's so debilitating, look at Michael J. Fox, who's still getting parts and still acting. So he had a perfect example of a younger person with a debilitating disorder that was still moving and doing. So that was my motivation. Suicide is a serious killer. Let's end it today is a statement and a call to action. And I want people to understand that it's not what they say and that we all have mental health. Good, great, wonderful, a little challenge today, you know.
Right.
We need to stop again going with the branders. They have an agenda when they brand. And it's monetary and it's debilitating to communities. My goal with the book is to, in layman and lay lady terms, help people to understand life. Being prepared, that's prevention. Being aware, the books offer nutrition, resources, motivation, inspiration, and empowerment. I am grateful to have paid attention to the information that was given to me.
Very good. Okay. Very good. Questions? Questions, team? I know there's some questions.
Yeah. In your book, do you have any statistics regarding the Black community as to suicide? Because that's one thing. Our community, we never really seek help or someone to talk to. Most of the time when somebody has a problem, they'll tell you to go to church or take it to Jesus. And you really actually need that mental health to help you out. Are there any statistics regarding the Black community and suicide?
No, I absolutely did no research. I left that to my co-author. And we have news reports.
Right.
You know, statistics are going to give you what they want you to have. I've heard since then that, of course, in every community is very high. So I live on Long Island, and the amount of suicides with people who are not of the Black community are very high, just like in our community. But people don't want to talk about it. They don't want to understand it. They think it's a war between God and Satan. When I say God and Satan have their own platform, let us work on ours here. Let's talk about life and how life presents us with situations. And again, mental health is not just a negative. I think I'm in, well, in watching you all, a great state of mental health. Great, wonderful, powerful. But we do have people who have issues, but let's talk about the issue. So the book, the idea of the book is communication. You know, once we start speaking, not about our mental health, but about our life, about situations, because there's nothing new under this sun. And whatever you're going through, I've always said, knowing that you're not the only one is 50% of the solution. knowing you're not the only one is 50% of the solution. Now let's get down to the rest.
Right. You know, I was had a conversation with someone the other day, and I was explaining to them that we all suffer from depression to some degree. We all go through some form of depression, and what it is some, as they say, are suffer more than others. Now, I know for a fact when I say we all suffer from depression, there's always something that goes on in your life that you can be a little down about, and it's about the severity of and how far and how deep that goes within you. You know, some of us can go through something, be down about it, be depressed about it, but then come out of it very quickly. Others now have to go through, they go through it, and it takes a lot longer. Then you get those that have severe acute situations where it becomes a crisis and it becomes very, you know, something that you need medication for. Like you said, you know, you're misdiagnosed, you're taking this medication. And I'm going to be honest with you, I've seen people dealing with this and the medication really does not help. It really does not help on some people. Now, there's a stigma, as far as I'm concerned, when it comes to this, Tattleton, this is what you're talking about, where we don't really talk about this in our communities because the first thing we're going to say, well, he's crazy. She's crazy. You know, some people are afraid to speak up and let you know what they're going through. Communication is the key because a lot of times just talking to someone about what's happening with you at that moment, not what happened yesterday or what you think is going to happen tomorrow, in the moment, because most things happen in the moment. We make split decisions in the moment because of what a feeling and a feeling kind of motivates and dictates our actions.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? So we have to, go ahead.
I think we also have to make the distinction between being depressed and having depression, because there are two different things. Being depressed, everybody goes through feeling depressed, which is the feeling that you're talking about. Whether you have a good day or bad day, you feel depressed. Sometimes it's a couple of days. Depression, however, is a mental illness that people are unaware that they're not, they're aware that they're not feeling normal or their normal self, but they also don't understand how to get from that. And that's where we have to make the distinction. You can get up in the morning and somebody said something to you, Tattletale's girlfriend cursed him out or something like that, and you're feeling down. That is feeling depressed. Whereas depression is not that simple. It is a feeling of having the heaviest coat that you have on your body. Imagine having that on your brain. And I had someone explain that to me who does suffer from depression, because I had no clue what it was until she put it in something like that, in those kind of terms. You know, and so it's very serious. It's something that we have to acknowledge. And you were asking about statistics. So, you know, being with handy statistics here. So if you go on the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services or the Office of Minority Health, they tell you about your statistics and how suicide has grown from even 2018 to now in terms of the African-American community or the Black community, however you want to say it, and that it is now the third leading cause of death.
Wow.
The third leading cause of death. And especially for our young people from the ages of 15 to 24. And so that's, we are losing a generation of people because your generation runs in 10-year spurts. And so that's something we all should be concerned about for our community. And yes, going to your pastor may be great for the beginning steps, but your pastor can't really address the feeling that you're going through. And you need to really have people who are licensed practitioners in that and who can help you navigate your way through that. And sometimes it may take medication. It may, because there are levels in your brain, hormonal levels in your brain that need help. But then there are other people who it's much worse than that. There may not be a hormonal level in your brain. It may be something else. And so we have to be clear about the distinction of the types of depression that we have.
Yeah, there's different types. There's different types of depression. Let me just say this too. Yes, there's regular people like us being depressed. And then, of course, there's the disease of depression. We get that. But see, mm-hmm. from my personal experience, I deal with someone that is close to me that is in that, that suffers from depression.
Yeah.
Diagnosed and the whole nine, right? One of the things that was told to me by them is that I've been like this all my life.
Right? Wow.
I've been like this all my life. So now we're talking about diagnosis. We're talking about when parents don't take you where you need to go to get the proper diagnosis at a young age, and you think that's normal the way you act. You mm-hmm. think it's normal. So you walk around with this on you. Yeah, and this is, and you don't really know that you're suffering from the disease of depression. Mm-hmm. You don't really know you are. So you kind of take it like, well, you know,
this is who I am.
There's nothing wrong with me. This is how I am. This is just how I am. It's mm-hmm. like this is my personality, when in reality it really isn't. But you haven't had an opportunity to explore who you really are because you have not been diagnosed. And then the other thing is, when we look at someone like that, not all of us, but just examples, mm-hmm. we say, oh, well, they got an attitude. That person has an attitude. Mm-hmm. And we don't realize what they're actually suffering from and what they're actually going through each and every day. This is why I do say, and I'm going to say it again, even though it's a mental disorder, they mm-hmm. still need to be able to talk to somebody.
Right. Sure. And go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, a lot of it starts at childhood.
That's what I'm talking about.
Right. It starts at childhood and your parents not wanting to ask for help. There is a reason why your children are doing these things, but if you keep ignoring it and keep trying to pray it away, it's not going to go away like that. They really do need to be able to feel comfortable to say, there's something wrong with my child. I need to get this assessed. Let me see where I can go get some help. And it may not be the first person that you go to that can help your child. It may take a couple of people. It may take four or five people, but you have to fight for your child's health. You really do.
Absolutely. Thank you. So one good thing that depression will do is it will make you evaluate yourself, because many people will say, I'm depressed. And I don't know if they're depressed or if they're sad.
Exactly.
Or if there's just something troubling them. So there's a chemical effect to depression, because right. your proteins, as well as suicide, if your protein levels are low, amino acid protein levels are low, it affects your neurotransmitters. And that's why the industry can tell you that some medications can cause sadness, depression, and suicidal thoughts when those were not present before you started taking the medication, because physiologically it will change your chemical makeup and it changes your mind. And here is an example in the books. The lady was driving down the street on a beautiful Saturday. She heard in her head, faster, 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 now crash.
Wow.
That's what she heard. Mm-hmm. And she pulled over. In the end, when she went home and checked the new medication they had given her as a dialysis patient, mm-hmm. one of the side effects was suicidal thoughts.
Whoa.
So that faster, fast, well, hey, that faster, 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 now crash. I mean, what was that? It wasn't her intention. So thankfully, you know, she didn't act on it. I spoke to a retired paramedic. He was in the hospital, and I hope you all are sitting for this one. They gave him his medication. He called out to the nurses, excuse me, nicely, what did you give me? They ignored him and kept speaking to each other. He called out again with a few choice words. He said, what did you give me? Their response was, why are you getting suicidal thoughts like cookies and milk, cake and cream? He said,
oh, no.
Yeah, don't. It's okay. It's okay. We're talking about the suicidal thoughts.
Right.
She'll be back. And we'll be back right after this on the Let's Boogie 1-on-1 show. We're going to take a commercial break and be right back.
Some people say we got a lot of malice. Some say it's a lot of love. I say we want.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Let's pick up the conversation again with Ms. Smith. Go ahead.
Yeah, so the medication was giving him homicidal thoughts. Mm-hmm. And when he told me that, I said to myself, my antennas again, immediately thought about the reported cases of murder-suicides.
Right.
Suppose the chemical reaction caused them to kill the people around them. And when they came back to norm and saw the devastating scene, they mm-hmm. then took their lives. Mm-hmm. But when it's reported, wow. it's a murder-suicide. Why did they do it? Why did they have to kill the other people? If they just want to... None of that. None of that. So we don't know exactly what causes... We don't know exactly what causes them to be able to blanket everything, mm-hmm. naming it and titling it, except that it's easy. It's brand easy. President Obama sent down about $35 million for mental health, billion, mental health and homelessness. And I thought to myself, who are they going to make crazy? Who are they going to make homeless? Now, he was still in office. But if we look at everything that happened over the last 6 years, we see that money is being put to use. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying we have to be more conscious. And as you said, Minette, right?
Dahlia. Uh-huh.
That say it again.
Dahlia, like the flower.
Dahlia. That parents addressing their children's need have to be able to see their need.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of systemic issues are being passed down and it becomes normal. Like in the village back in our day, purple hair, green this and green, that was normal in the village of New York City. Mm-hmm. Now it's anywhere you go outside. So normal is according to what you're around. And when people are, like I have a family member who's on the spectrum. I know that because I watched Love on the Spectrum on Netflix and I saw him in that production. I was like, oh my God. Now, did his mom know this when he was a child? I don't know. But it explained all of what we know about him.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many different conditions that are out here. And they're all mind related, or of course, physical issues are related, but we don't know the source. So we don't know how to reverse it. But turmeric is very good for depression.
Mm-hmm.
The body needs tryptophan, serotonin. So bananas have tryptophan, which creates serotonin in our body without the side effect, because serotonin is the main ingredient in Seroquel, which they give you for depression, but they give you a side effect of suicidal thoughts with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the serotonin, it's the other additives that can cause other things to happen.
Right.
So it's a lot of work. And I feel that the books are major pieces to the solution puzzle, because again, it's layman and lay lady terms. And I trust my co-author to have given something that's easily understood and easily applied.
Mm-hmm.
So their motivation, inspiration, and empowerment. And again, I'm humbled and grateful to have paid attention.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Very interesting.
So can you tell us about the second mind is too mental as teeth are dental, or too dental, and we all have a mind?
I like that title. Where'd you get that title from? You had a little rap in you.
Exactly.
You had a little rhyme in you.
Exactly.
So
because it's not like two books are interrelated. So,
well, I didn't know. These are my antennas again. So I didn't know that your dental health could affect your mental health. I didn't know. Mm-hmm. What I knew was that the word suicide is a very hard word for people to accept. So I said for 4 days while driving, I need a softer title, something that would welcome the readers. Mm. I kept hearing in my head, it's right in front of your face. And I said, what's right in front of my face? And mind you, this is conversation with self, but we can have that, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
4 days. And then I had a customer, because I Uber, I had a customer, and we were talking. And I said, mind is to mental as teeth are to dental, and we all have a mind. And she was like, oh my God, that makes so much sense. So I'm looking in my mirror, in her face, the way it lit up, I was like, doing, doing, doing. What was right in front of my face, I had been saying that for at least 7 months in conversation. Mm-hmm. And what was right in front of my face were other people's expressions whenever I said it, because that was always the expression. So we have to kind of pay attention. And then when I went on my YouTube one day, I actually recorded a video almost a year prior with the same exact title. Wow. So the books are Siamese twins, and Mind is to Mental has about 2,000 additional words because I can't stop listening, you know, but both of them are very good books. They're Siamese twins, and I've been encouraged to make them triplets by titling the next book, The Mystifying Side. This gentleman said to me, that's what people want to know.
Can you repeat
how to demystify suicide?
How to demystify suicide? Okay.
So stop that for a minute. Give me decline it. I'm sorry. So that's what the books do. They demystify suicide because it takes it out of a spiritual level, mm-hmm. and it takes it out of a ownership level. Like if a person, Dahlia, guess what? If you put on Netflix, if you put on Amazon, if you type in Robin Williams, do you know none of his movies come up?
Really?
None of his movies come up. And it's because they've branded him in a certain kind of way. But I tell you again, there's not one movie that a child could not watch, and everyone has great purpose. Mm-hmm. They've done that. And I'm like, wait, what? Why? So we have to be more conscious about how we're being led into our beliefs, how we're being led into our beliefs, because we pass on those beliefs.
Right.
I speak about culture. The books, they're wonderful. The books are both out there for a screenplay. I want to bring to a stage this conversation, and I want to bring it with age groups specific, cultural specific, religious specifics. I want to bring the conversation out. We can't get rid of it unless we completely understand it and learn, and not just suicide, not just the act of it, because any way that a person dies is devastating.
Right.
But it's just something about suicide. Oh my God, shh, don't tell. I'm sorry. They said if you see something, say something, right? Mm-hmm. That don't tell is not a good thing. So may I share where to get the books at?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I wanted to ask before that. We have another book, I think it's three books. It's called We All Have a Mind.
Yeah, no, that's well, what saying. Suicide. That's the one.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the one. Okay.
Good. Mind is to mental as teeth are to dental, and we all have a mind. And that's simple.
Okay, good. Like, that's one title. So it's two books. Okay. Yes. So now you were talking about this campaign. You and I were talking on the phone. You have a great campaign for these books. Please talk about that. That's very interesting. And I think people need to get these books. So let's go there and tell us how this can happen.
Thank you. So the campaign is 1 million books into 1 million hands, hearts, minds, and homes. That will ultimately affect 11 million people, minimal, because each one person knows 10 people. And as we know, what we do, what we know, how we grow, how we move, how we speak, it affects others. It's open for fundraising and affiliate marketing. And so we've created a link for Les Boogie. And you can give us that link, right? So that every time... If you belong to an organization, because I believe in networking, right? I mentioned that earlier. And I believe everyone should get something for what they do. And the only way this is going to get out is through people power. People power. Right. So it can go into book clubs. It can go into schools. As I said, I think it's an excellent drama piece. Young people would love to sit down and talk about each chapter. And each chapter is a chapter on its own. It's not a continuous story. And it has blank pages. Each, at the end of every chapter, there's blank pages because I'm a doodler. And I know sometimes people will read and they need to make notes. And I want you to. So the campaign, 1 million books into 1 million hands, hearts, minds, and homes. You can go through the ebooks, which that means that if you go to, what's the website, Les Boogie?
You know what? Do you have it with you right there? Because I'm looking for it.
It's networkingforsuccess.info/. You see it?
Yes, I do. I do see it. Repeat it yourself because I have it, but it's not the whole address. I want them to get the complete address.
Okay, so let me pull it up.
Okay.
Oh, let me hold your phone a minute, please. It's networkingforsuccess.info. And you can click on Les Boogie. But it's also Les Boogie. Give me a second. Give me a second.
Yeah, let me pull that up as well because it's very important. Get that information out.
It is. It's a grand opportunity. And so I'll continue speaking while I'm looking at somebody else's phone. Sure. I have no idea what iPhones do in my life.
You know, yeah, it's very important to get this information out.
Right. I'm sorry.
I want you to explain a little bit. You know, you said it's like a multi-marketing opportunity.
Correct.
People want to know, okay, the information in the book is one thing. Tell us about the how you're doing it in terms of the you have it, Dallas has it, but
you know I have.
Break it down to us how you're working the multi-level marketing when it comes to this book. Break that Absolutely. Part down for the people that want to get involved.
Absolutely. So it is what I do is I create a link for you mm-hmm. personally or your organization. You market okay. that link out for the ebooks, for every ebook purchase. And we're running a promotion, two ebooks for $5, right?
$5. Okay. So that's the two books that you have. That's
those are the two books that I have, and it's a two ebook okay. promotion because I really try to make it really simple and easy. You know what I mean? I don't want mm-hmm. it to be difficult for people. I can't see it here. For people to get what they want. Okay, so here's the website, networkingforsuccess.info/les-boogie-1.
Say that again, please. I like the sound of that. Go ahead. Say that one more time.
networkingforsuccess.info/les-boogie-1, the number one. And that's going to take you to Les Boogie's website. It's going to take you to the page that I created, and I'll create one for you and your organization as well. So you get $2 for every ebook purchase. And you get $3 for every paperback purchase that is made through your link. I use PayPal because it allows me to run a report for your link for transparency of the business that was done through your effort. And I always, again, networking is in my spirit. I've been in network marketing business since I was 14 with Avon and Tupperware. You want to do something that's going to benefit everyone. And this is a way for it to benefit everyone. If you also refer someone, they get the same thing and you get $1 for every transaction okay. with them. And it stops there. Thank you. I need to end up with $3.
It's not creating a pyramid scheme here. No,
you know what? It is a tangible product.
Right.
It could be the paperback or it can be the ebooks. And what I love about the ebooks is that they're available immediately when you go to the link and
right.
you receive a wonderful thank you package. So remember when we used to order things in the mail?
Uh-oh, I think we lost her again.
Well, I've created a digital, okay. I call it my Networking for Success Power Card Network. And in it, you have over $300 in grocery coupons, discounts on theater tickets, a host of directions to businesses, to visual artists, musical artists, just a whole lot of stuff. Why not? Like, why not? Why not?
Right, right.
Yes, I see that you have on your website, when you look through, you have travel sales, events, promotions, tax returns.
Absolutely.
Financial strategies, your podcast, MMU. What is MMU?
Networking for Success, Match Me Up. I'm starting a dating program.
There you go, Dahlia. Let me tell you something. I knew she was here for a reason tonight. She put the antennas up and she said, "Dahlia, you need a man."
But that's cute, right? Crazy, networking for success, match me up. And what's going to happen is you're going to complete a survey. You're going to tell me about you. And then you're going to tell me about your ideal partner. And then everyone does that. Like, and when I say ideal, not just, okay, I want them tall or short, your likes, your dislikes, your ultimate living location, children, no children, animals, all of the information will be in those surveys. And we'll link you up based on what, I'm sorry, what they say? You telling your truth? Okay, if you're not telling your truth, you'll know.
You make something up and it doesn't fit. That's on you.
Listen, you know, but I just felt, well, I was told some years ago that I would be really good at that. I've never used a dating site before, but I've never done a lot of things that I'm successful at. So I just go ahead and let my co-partner, the creator, just guides me and I just follow. My email, teamfollowme@yahoo.com. I always say I'm not a follower, but I am. I just don't see what I'm following. I'm just paying attention. And that is so critical and key.
I want to share this. I want to share this with the audience. I want to share this with everyone right now. You see that?
I do. Yep. Look at that.
You see, there's videos and quite a few things going on. Here we go. We are on her site. She put us on the site. Look at that.
There we go. Wow,
very nice.
There we go. And so I create that for you when you have your link, because even though it's through me, which is no secret, Networking for Success, it leads to you as well.
Beautiful. I love it. So, ladies and gentlemen, anybody hearing this, you want to be involved, you can contact me at freshent12@gmail.com, or you can go to Les Boogie One-on-One page on Facebook, or you can go to Les Boogie Jones page on Facebook and contact us as well. And we will link you with, and we talk about connecting the dots. You will be linked to Miss Smith, who has an entrepreneur spirit, and she has some things that you can get involved with. But the main thing is that the information is important.
That's right.
Getting this information out to the people is very, very important. We're talking about suicide. Like last week, you talked about dementia. These things are important to our community, to our people, the things that we don't talk about, that we need to start opening up and not being afraid to talk about. There's no stigma on this. People suffer and people need help, and we need to be able to help one another. Mm-hmm. That's how important this really is.
That's right.
There's no shame, no shame, no judgment.
Right. May I say something also? Sure. So when people read my book, they ask me if I'm a psychologist. And I share with them that you have to do the work before you get the title. But I also share with them that, go ahead and Google my name, just my first name, Evadyne. When you look that up, 40 years before I was born, it was established as a pharmaceutical antidepressant. And my mother did not know that. And that is not the original way she saw my name. She saw it without the Y. And she added the Y. And 40 years before I was born, it was established as a pharmaceutical antidepressant. So I like this part of the branding that they do. Mm-hmm. It's all in the name. We hear that, right? It's all in the name.
Yep.
So that's what I tell them, you know, because We don't need man to certify us. But I do tell them, my co-author holds a PhD, a DDIV, a BA, a MS, and that's the creator. So if you have any questions that I can't answer, take it to my co-author.
Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, very important. Do you have someone going through suicidal thoughts at this point? Do you have any numbers right now that we can give out? Do you have any numbers they need to speak to someone right now? Someone listening to us right now, we need to be able to give them some help.
Absolutely. 988. Simple three digits. 988. And you can call them, and wonderfully, when they connect with you, they do not disconnect you until you're connected to a person, which is something I believe I influenced speaking to a senator, because in between November and December, about 11 to 15 NYPD officers committed suicide. Mm-hmm. And I was listening to the news one day when the commissioner said, if you're, you know, a member of the service and, you know, you're having issues or you need to discuss, text blue to this number. So I grabbed my phone and I text blue, not because I'm a member of service, but I have a piece to the solution puzzle. I was so surprised that I received three text messages directing me to go and accept their terms and agreement and all of that. I was like, wait. I didn't have a problem when I started. This is a problem. And during the summer, I ran into Senator Mosley. And I shared with him the issue, and I shared with him what I felt would be a good solution. And he put a bill on the floor, and then COVID happened. But I do believe I influenced the number being shorter than the whole 800 number, and also being able to stay connected. But if you go to my website, so anyone who's listening, if you have a therapist, if you are a therapist, if you're a chaplain, if you feel like you are a person who is able to help people, I am, as I share with people, get a therapist while you're at your best.
You can, and that make number that again team. Is, what's that number again? 988.
In harmony, right? 988, yes.
988.
So I share with people, get a therapist while you're at your best. Because now you're judging that person. You know that this person is a person for you who understands you. You don't have to see them every day, but you want to know that if something happens, if life throws you a curveball, you have someone who knows you versus going to the ER and being assigned someone who knows nothing about your real true you. So with that, I said, okay, because you're saying that, I think you had better start creating a network of professionals who can help. And so I have one person on there now, Tiffany Collier, and she's a therapist, and she's with an organization, and they focus on a lot of different work. But I'm asking anyone, if you have a therapist, if you are a chaplain, a pastor who understands, if you're a parent who's through and can help other parents go through, let us know. Let us know. You can email me at teamfollowme@yahoo.com, teamfollowme@yahoo.com, and let's build a network of qualified people. You can also go to, when you go to the book, there's the Association of Black Psychologists. So I lean towards psychologists because they look to get to the root of the problem, to the source, kindly, right? Versus approach. Because people are being affected by social drugs and alcohol and spinning around on the street. And then when they go in, because of how they present in the emergency room, they then give them medication. Well, now we have a problem because you're giving them medication for something that if you just let them detox, and I put this in the book, if you just let them detox, give them fluids 24 hours, whatever's in their system causing that behavior may come out before you start treating them for something that appears to be a diagnosis, which may not be. Because then if you start treating them with mental health meds, psychotics, then they're going to need them.
Wow.
I think it's also, Les, I think you have to also mention that if there are going to be people who don't feel like they want to call 988. To also, if you have an EAP program within your companies that you work with, EAP is your employee assistance program, where they can also make sure that you get into touch with the people that can help you as well.
So indeed.
You're missing not tell That's that right. as well.
Thank you.
True indeed. You need to do that. Very quickly, Ms. Smith, you have a podcast. Tell us a little bit about your podcast.
A podcast is Ibadane with Company, talk worth listening to. I feel I kind of bring that to the table. And it's on the Grown Folk Talking, Express grown Yourself folk. Podcast Network. I'm at Grown Folk Talking. They have a really great show lineup. You can call into 520-525-8633. You can listen to the entire show lineup. We have new shows coming on. Anyone who's interested in having a podcast or program, they can call in. They can call me. You know, I'll take the call and I'll pass it on, you know. But it's really a great network. My show is so funny because of my antennas. I might get my show idea 3 hours before my show. One day, I talked about this yesterday. I did a show on religion. And I thought about doing it. And then I went outside to Uber. And my first customers were Mormons who were coming out of the religion. And we had about an hour and a half to talk about it. My antennas again, you know, it just brings that stuff the way it's supposed to come. It was it was excellent, though. But I talk about everything. On the first Monday, it's family first. So it's kind of focused around a lot of family issues. And it could be the elders. You know, I had one show where we were talking to those who were over 80 because, you know what, I need a tip or two. If you made it to over 80, we need to know how. So those are just the different topics, different shows. I love it. I've been on since January. I've been on since January 2023. So a little over a year. But I've been recording since 2011. So my YouTube has over 200 videos.
Wow. And, you know. Okay.
You know,
congratulations.
You know.
Good. You do a lot of things. You have a lot going on. Very busy.
Thank you.
I like that.
I like anybody, this, where you put this in. Yeah.
Thank you. I like anybody that's doing something, not just talking about it, actually making a difference. And you are making a difference. And that's
thank
our purpose, is to make a difference. We've run out
thank
of time,
you.
Y'all. Now, what I'd like you to do really, really quickly, tell us how people can get in touch with you again. Give us your numbers thank and your you. Email address.
Thank you very much. So the website, networkingforsuccess.info, and to purchase the book, you're going to click on or go to Les-Boogie-1. But there's a whole lot of other things on there. And then you can email me at teamfollowme@yahoo.com. And then you can call me at 347-457-2769. That is my, you can call me on that number. I'll answer. And again, the email, teamfollowme@yahoo.com. Thank you very much. I appreciate being here. Thank you so much, guys.
You are so welcome.
Everything I thought you were going to be.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Very much so. Team, anybody have anything closing marks?
Wow.
Best life.
This is a wonderful thing here, because we touched on some topics that people view as taboo. You know, back in the old days, they'll keep the old uncle or the old aunt upstairs in the bedroom and nobody wouldn't talk to them. They'll say, oh, this person's crazy, you know. So this is like in Soul Food with Uncle Pete, remember?
I was getting ready to say that. You saw Soul Food, didn't you?
Yeah. And this really hits it, because even though somebody may look fine on the outside, but we don't know what type of turmoil that they're going through on the inside, you know, this is wonderful. This is really good.
Yeah. Skid Dahlia.
Just live your best life. That's all I have.
Live your best life.
Live your best life.
Now, I'm going to say that information is key. We connect the dots. She started with connecting dots, and that's what we must do, connect the dots. And we got to communicate. We have to communicate with one another, not be afraid.
You spelled it wrong. What's
going on. You know?
Not be afraid. Yeah, you sure did. You changed. You put networking. It's networking.
Yeah, well, they'll get the idea. Yeah. And I'm going back and forth. I'm talking. I'm doing a lot of behind the scenes stuff.
That's a great way to end the show.
I changed it three times because I've been here. Here we go. I changed it three times since I was talking. So, you know, I'm multitasking. There you go.
Calm great down, sugar it. Mama. Calm great. Down.
Networking for success.
There we go. Right. All right.
So once again, Ms. Smith, enjoy your birthday. Happy birthday again to you. Happy birthday again. Enjoy the rest of your day. Enjoy your special day. All right.
Thank you very much. And can I just mention the books are available on Amazon?
Oh,
very good. Oh, okay.
Amazon.
Yes, they're available on Amazon as well.
All right, you got a lot going on.
But better
go get some sleep. You need some energy. Absolutely. Okay, y'all. That's it. That's it for the Let's Boogie 101 show. Catch this broadcast on Saturday morning from 10 to 11 a.m. on Fresh Nation Radio. The links are on social media at the Let's Boogie 101 page, at the Let's Boogie Radio page. And then also you'll see the podcast, all podcast sites. We are on every site you could possibly think about. So look for us. Look for our other shows. This has been a great show. We appreciate Ms. Smith coming in and giving us all of her expertise on the information that she shared with us. Look forward to getting this million books in a million hands. That's very important. So let's do that, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll see you on the next one. Signing out. Let's Boogie 101. There you go. All right.